Yeah, we're holding Dav Zayin Amud Aleph on top. The Gemara says, again, the last Gemara was that for Yozdu Tamayu, they both were Meir and Yehuda go according to their own Tam. And it's like this, the Tanya will learn like this. The top of the Gemara Dav Zayin says that the Locha that the Bas Kain Shinises to Yisrael. What's going to be a Bas Kain that she got married to Yisrael? So before she got married to Yisrael, she had Lari Truma. Now that she got married to Yisrael, she's possible she's not Lari Truma. What's going to be if she does eat truma? The yochle of truma. So halacha is mishalem is as a keren. She has to pay back the keren to a kain. It's a get like she was stole from a kain. But v'yene mishalem is as a chayim. She does not have to pay back the fifth. The fifth she does not have to because she's not really called a zar. Because the ma'isa she is a bas Yisrael. Therefore she doesn't have to pay back the fifth. Where regular zar, regular Yisrael, when he eats truma, that's the halacha. He has to pay back an extra fifth. Umisosa b'sreifa, hochiv misris b'sreifa. Like if she found to be mezana, that's the loch when a bas kain is mezana, she's chay b'sreifa. Seriously, even though she got married to Yisrael, still she's chay b'sreifa. What's going to be nisayis liyechad min apsulim? But let's say she gets married to one of the psulim of the kuna, not just down to a regular Yisrael. But she gets married to a nosan or to a mam to somebody, it's possible. So then mishalem is karen. That makes the psulma she's mischalelis, and therefore she's called like a regular czar. So therefore, since she's mischalo, she loses the shem kuna, and now she's like a regular czar. And therefore, the din is mishalem is karen v'chaymish. If she's going to eat truma now, she'll have to pay back not only the karen, but the chaymish also. Umisasa b'chenek. Let's say she has nus with somebody else now. So lochrich is only chayid chenek, not sreifa. She's not still like a bas kain anymore. Tipu Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Like Rabbi Meir's, even though before she was not a Zorah, even though with Chilu she was a regular bas kain, but now when she becomes a Zorah, we go after the way she is right now. That was Rabbi Meir's Zorah before also. Therefore he said before that if you're Moshech, a Melech, or a kain with a Shem and a Mishcha, you're Chayiv Koros. Because even though before he had the mitzvah to use it, but right now, there's no mitzvah anymore, therefore Yechayev Koros, even though she was once a Bas Kohen, but Koponim, now that she was Neschalol, now her dinim change. And therefore now she's like a regular Zar, and therefore she's Chayev Chaymish, and if she has a Znus, she has Chiv Chenek, not Besreifa. However, Chom Maimrim, the Chom Mesevi, the Chom Maimrim, Echad Zu, V'yechad Zu, both cases, even though this Bas Kohen got married to a Psula, that she only has to pay Karen when she eats the Truma, but V'yena Meshlemes HaChemesh, she does not have to pay back the fifth. Umisasa B'Sreifa, that's the Chom Sheet, and Rashi says the Bar Plukta of Remeya is Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the Sheet that say that, but Zar means she's Zar, Metchilu V'Yatzayf. But yeah, since at the beginning she was a Bas Kohen, she wasn't a Zorah, she never gets the shame Zorah. So therefore, me so is remains b'sreifa, and the ordinary she eats truma, she's always potter from paying back a chaymish. The Amar Rabbi Yosef, says like this, Amar Rabbi Yosef, machlekes b'nesinas shemen ha-mishcha. The machlekes before, about whether you have to have a mashu, or you have to have a kezayis, that's only machlekes by putting the shemen ha-mishcha on a person. Uvishnu yidishnimen, the way we learned before, the machlekes, how you learn it out from. Whether it's the kezayis like usually, or over here it's a special limud, it's enough to have even a mashu. Rashi said the Tamar of Meir was here before was the yiskish l'sicha. So just like sichas with a mashu, here also nesina is only with a mashu. Ava nesina, the alma, but every other place was a parasha of nesina. Rashi says kagoyin layitin aleh levoina the minchas choita about the klal over there is the kezayis. But she says the Yafinim and Venosan Lakoin as Lakoidish, which means you have to give something to the Achilah, which is at least the Shiva Kazayas. So the Gemara says of the Nesina, the Yalma, Divriyak, everybody agrees, Kazayas. And about the Stam and Nesina means it has to be at least the size of an Aleph. Less than that is not called a Nesina. Now, Gufo, we say before, Tony Tony came with Reb Leza. At the time of the front of Reb Leza, that calls she yeshnun besach yeshnum about yisach. Any person is bechlad allowed that he himself cannot shmir the shemen hamishchan himself, he is not allowed to shmir on somebody else either.
But the whole shayna b'sach, anybody's not bechral the lad himself, ain't him about yisur, there's no yisur to shmear it on him. In other words, a goy, that a Jew is allowed to shmear the shemen ha-mishcha on a goy. So Amalei said back to him, Shapa kamrit, you're saying very good. La yisach ksiv, it says la yisach, v'ekori bein la yasich. So it's to say both things, that yisach la yisach, Rashi says, la yisach ksiv b'shnei yudin. So shadai chad b'tech ha-tevis, v'ekori la yasich. To mash mamisha mitzuva, shle yasich, le liyatzu la lacherim, is mitzuva acher olov, that if you're mitzuva not to shmear yourself, then somebody else also mitzuva not to shmear you. But if you don't have the love upon yourself, there's no tzuva for somebody else not to shmear you. So it's like we're saying on a goy, you Jew is allowed to shmear a goy with the shemen ha-mishcha. Tony Rav Chananya, kind of the rover, that minan, how do we know to say the kohen gadol shenot al mishemen ha-mishcha, shal reishoyim. The Kohen Gadol takes the Shemen HaMishcha, is put upon his head. There's a mitzvah when you anoint the Kohen Gadol to put the Shemen HaMishcha on his head. So I don't know to say the Kohen Gadol now takes from that Shemen HaMishcha. V'nosa nabei meyov, and he takes some of it now off his head and puts it onto his stomach and starts to rub it here. So minan, how do we know to say Shuchai v'schai of Chorus? Shnei Men Apostolic says, Al b'sarodim lo yisach, mashmani bari, now let him put the Shemen HaMishcha on your boso. So if even a Kohen Gadol, even of him, the mitzvah was to put it al-Roshay, but that's it. When he takes it off and puts it al-Bisaroy, for that, he'll be Chayiv. Oh, Malay Rav Acha, B'redi Rav Al Rav Ashi, Maishna, why is this different? Why is Allah here different? Meyor the time that we learn like this. We learned that Kohen Shesach, Bishem and Shel Trumom, if a kohen that shmeared himself with shemen shel truma, it's mutter for kohen to have enough of shemen shel truma. He's allowed to. So it says now, ben bita Yisrael, let's see, as a granddaughter of Yisrael, his misaga boy is allowed to like rub herself against the father. And it comes now that the shemen is going upon her also, and v'yena chayshish. She doesn't have to be afraid. The question is why not? L'chura should be the yisrael. You're putting shemen shel truma on a Yisrael, why isn't it also? Just like we're saying here, the Kohen is also. Amalei said back to him, Hosam over there, Umeisu boi ki chalu ksiv. It says what? That by truma, it's your own, you get misa, kosh you mechal it. So kivu nechaluleyu ho'ichel. So once the Kohen had a right to use it already, it's called like this mechal already, so there's no mochiv misa to give it to his granddaughter. Avogami Shemen HaMishcha Ksiv, here the Pasuk says Ki Nezer Elokov Olov Shemen Mishcha is Kaya Rachmana the Avogav Yis Olov Ula Yischol. Even though the Shemen HaMishcha is upon your body, still it's called the Shemen HaMishcha. See, when you put the Shemen HaMishcha on top of the rush of the Kohen Gadol, Lamais, it's still called Shemen HaMishcha, and therefore be Yoster from now to take that Shemen and put it on the rest of his body. Therefore by Yisrael Taka, for the Kohen would be Yosa. So that's the chiluk. By Truma there, the Lochur is not to be Mechal the Truma. But once the Kohen has a right to use the Shemen Shel Truma, so once it's used already, it's called used, like it's Mechul already. And therefore there's no Marissa anymore to put it onto a Zar. Mashen came by the Shemen HaMishcha, here it's still called Shemen HaMishcha even after it was used. So therefore it can't put it onto the rest of his body. Then the Mishnah says, "Aleilu chayov mazdeinoim." The Mishnah means on these things, if we do them b'nezi d'chayiv chorus, if we do it b'shegeg, yoni chayiv chates a korban. So Mishnah says, "V'aloi hoydish lem oshem toli." And things that you're not for sure that you did the avera, you have to bring an oshem toli. And the Mishnah said, "Chutz min ametam mikdash kadoshov." There's somebody who's metam and went to the base of mikdash, or a kachim, and he has a suffix whether he did it or not. He's parted from Anoshim Toli. And the Mishnah said, Mephnei Shuh Boil of Yerid, Tivar Rabbi Meir. That since it was Boil of Yerid, even if you know for sure you did the Chet of Mikdash Kodeshov, there's no Korban Kavua. It's Oil of Yerid, depending upon how rich you are, how much you could afford. So for the Loch Riz, if you did a business from the Suffolk, you have no Chi of Anoshim Toli. So Morris says, Ketani, it says in the Mishnah, Chutz, Mimetam Mikdash Kodeshov. The question is, Mimai Matik, what does it mean chutz? What are you taking it out from? So, this is what the Mishnah really means to say. Okay, Gitoni. That chutz mi metame mitish gudoshov, shein mei v'yoshim toli. That you do not have to bring an oshim toli. If you have a doubt whether you went into the base of mitish or not when you were tamei, so you do not have to bring an oshim toli. So, what's the question? V'nisni wana lernami. What Nist, let the Mishnah also say, chutz mi shavro olav yom kippurim. So somebody did a sofichet, so loch is you have to bring an oshim toli. But if you live through Yom Kippur like Papas, you don't have to bring it anymore. So if the Mishnah is saying cases that you're free from bringing an oshim toli, the Mishnah should have said a case where you lived through Yom Kippur. Without the klal is shame maybe oshim toli. So more answers on Moresh Lakish, ki ketoni, when does the Mishnah say, heichad yisal echatis, for achmona patrei, well, the mayis he did the chet is here, the Torah freed you from an oshim toli. But overall of Yom Kippurim, lesser lechatis, little kapalei. If the pshat is, since you live through Yom Kippur, and Kippur is mechapra on you. And if you don't have the chet anymore, so that's why you don't have to bring a korban. So that our mission does not have to say. Rabbi Yochanan, says, the mavit, the case we're talking about the Mishnah, where a person like kicks Yom Kippur, as if to say, the Yom he says, Ein Yom Kippur mechapra. I don't want Yom Kippur to be mechapra for me. The harder they bossa Yom Kippurim, boy yilisu Yoshim Toli. But the Maisa, after Yom Kippur, such a case, he would have to still bring an Yoshim Toli. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say this, because wrong man a case where he's mavit be Yom Kippurim. And then the case is, the harder they means if after Yom Kippur, then he does tshuva, and now he wants to bring a korbin, the harder they bossa Yom Kippurim is boy yilisu Yoshim Toli. He would have to bring an Yoshim Toli. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say this case to say that he's potter from an Oshim Toli. For Resh Lakish, Sover of Shlokis holds that Mavit Nami Mechapra Le Yom Kippurim. No, even if a person is Mavit like kicks, like rebels against Yom Kippur, still Yom Kippur is Mechapra for him. Uvapsukta is the Pedizim Achlekis. Uvapsukta, that Oime Le Yishapra Le Chatosi. If somebody says that I don't want my Korban Chatis to be Mechapra for me, I don't want this Korban to help for me. So, Abayu says, Eina Mechaperis, the Korban doesn't help for him. Rova says, no, Mechaperis, the Korban helps for him. So Moses says like this, Heichid Yomolei Tikrav, when the person says, don't bring the Korban, he's screaming away, don't bring it. So then the Kula Yom, everybody agrees, Loi Pligid Loi Mechaperis, that the Korban cannot be Mechaper for you. The Yachsikos, the Pasuk says, Yakrav Oyselur Tzoynoi, that the Korban has to be brought for your Ratzon. And if you don't want it to be brought, you can't have a kapara. He pleaded with the machlokes, the yom where he said, Tikrav, tolei techapara. Okay, you could bring my korban for me, but I don't want to have a kapara. Abayah says, Ein mechapara, the korban is not mechapara for you. To omar, tolei techapara, the person says he doesn't want the kapara. So the korban is not mechapara. Rav omanah mechapara, it is mechapara. Kivan, the yom atikorev, since you said to bring it, is kapara memelosi. That once it's brought, memelu, automatically you have a kapara, even though you say you don't want the kapara, it comes automatically. Now the Gemara says, though, behode be rova, rova was chayzer, rova retracted and said, no, that you would not have a kapara. At the time, like we learned, Yochel, I would have thought to say, yeah, Yom Kippur mechaper, al shavim v'al shein shavim, maybe Yom Kippur itself could be mechaper, even for a person that does not do tshuva. And really, we didn't want to swear that way. Oma chatis for Yoshem mechaplin, just like you being a korban chatis a korban osh, it gives you a kapara. V'yom haKippurim is also mechaper. If so, ma chatis for Yoshem chatis and an osham. A mechaper melal shavmon. If you do tshuva, is yaf Yom Kippur a mechaper melal shavim? Who would then Yom Kippur is also only mechaper if you do tshuva? So Moses says no. Loim amad, didn't I tell you bechatis for Yoshem shei mechaper al amezik shaygig? The korban is only mechaper for shaygig, not for mezid. So that's why if you don't do tshuva, it doesn't help. But to yom of Yom Kippur, mashenk and day of Yom Kippur, she mechaper al amezik shaygig. It's mechaper even on the chet you did the mezid. So melo voyil mechaper al amezid. Since Yom Kippur has a kerti with mechaper even on the chet you did the mezid. So maybe kishaygig mechaper. It's mechaper al amezik kishaygig. So maybe you are did mechaper al shovim v'al shein shovim. You're mechaper even if you don't do tshuva. So this Talmud, the Pesach says, no, acholik. That there's a difference over here. that Yom Kippur is not mechaper if you don't do tshuva. Now, my shavim for shein shavim. What do you mean to say he did tshuva and he didn't do tshuva? Let me, if you want to tell me, shavim shoygeg, le shavim mezid. Shavim means the chet was done, b'shoygeg. And le shavim means b'mezid. Hokotani says, not like that. Lo yim amarta b'chapis v'yoshim, that's not mechaper. If you want to say it means the chiluk here between shoygeg and mezid, that's the same thing that's saying here between the chatnas and the noshim. So it's repeating itself over again. So that's not a pshat. Ela Rav Gemara says kihod yula, Omer Rav Yochanan, that ochal chelif, somebody ate chelif, the first carbon, he ate it b'shoygeg, and he set aside a carbon. Ve'emer dos, so then it became a mumah, like it does now a veres b'mezid. And then later, because the boy is doing tshuva, soil v'nitche yitche. Since at the time when he was a mumer, he decided to do averes b'mezid, he's not about to bring a korban anymore. So once it was pushed away, his chiyuv korban, it does not come back again anymore. So more said, need the yitche korban gavron. Even though the person was pushed away, his korban, it need the yitche korban, but gavra b'kaporu. But the person is still a b'kaporu. So why shouldn't they get kaporak on Yom Kippur? Why shouldn't they be mechapefim? Ela rather means like this. Shavim means the Yom Yichapro Lechatosi, that I want my korban to be mechapa for me. Shein Shavim means the Yom, he says, Lechapro Lechatosi, I don't want my korban to be mechapa for me. So Shvamini, you see, that Vein is Shavim, it's not mechapa. You see, if somebody says you don't want your korban to be mechapa for you, it's taken not mechapa for you. Uriminu, I have a question now. The Guru was saying the same thing applies to Yom Kippur also. If somebody says he does not want Yom Kippur to be mechapa for him, so it's like it's not mechapa. Raminu, I have a question. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo ye yom kippur mechaper, ela al sher nisana boy. Maybe Yom Kippur is only mechaper somebody that fasts on Yom Kippur. And vlo yosa boy melocho. The chor mikra kodesh, like he makes Yom Kippur into regular Yom Kippur, he calls it a kodesh. He davens, he's mekadeshit. What's going to be, lo nisana boy, somebody does not fast on Yom Kippur, and also yosa boy melocho. For lo chor mikra kodesh, he did not call it a mikra kodesh. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo ye yom kippur mechaper, maybe Yom Kippur will not be mechaper for such a person. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, yom kippur mu, mikom okam. As a matter of what, Yom Kippur has kushas Yom Kippur, it's mechaper. For Tavaya now, both prices over here is like Stam Sifrohevi. Is Sokashin Adodi, is a steer in the Stam Sifris, is Yom Kippur mechaper without truth or not? So Rabbi Yabai says, Lakash is no steer, I tell you how, Rebbe, Aliba the Rebbe Yudah, and all Rebbe Aliba today. So the Machlekes Taka Rebbe was saw some the Sifris, but the Shale he said one according to his own sheet, the one according to Rebbe Yudah. The Tanya learned like this: Rebbe Yem Rebbe says Kol Avera Shabbat Torah, Bein Osa Tshuva Bein Loyos Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper. Even though you did not do tshuva, still the day of Yom Kippur is mechaper. Chutz Miporik Oil. Somebody takes off the oil of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, on the galapon of a Torah, dashes the Torah the wrong way. So Rashi says, Perikol means Shokol Mitzvahs. He takes off the oil of any mitzvah. He's Megalapon, Rashi says, Derish Bagodesh Adoifi. He learns wrong pshat, on purpose, different wrong pshat in the Torah. Omeifer Bris Boser, he takes off his Bris Mila like. He doesn't want to have his Bris Mila. These cases, Shemosu, Tshuv, Yom Kippur, Mechaper. But if Yom Lav, Yom Kippur, Mechaper, only these three special Averis. But otherwise, all other Averis, Rebbe Sheet, there is, even though you do not do Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Mechaper. Setzayin, these two Sifris, one's going to leave the Rebbe, one's going to leave the Rebbe Yudah. Rav Amar Rava says, Rebbe Ali Benashe. No, both Sifris are going according to Rebbe, according to his own Shita. But Amoy the Rebbe agrees, the Averis Yom Kippur Gufod Le Mechaper. That if you do an Averis on Yom Kippur, if you eat on Yom Kippur, or if you do Moloch on Yom Kippur, for that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Because Dila Teimoch, you're not going to say like this, Chorus Yom Kippur the Rebbe, how do you ever have a Chiyat Chorus on Yom Kippur? Kivun the Bechol Shosu Veshosu Mechaper. Even if you do a Chet, if you want to tell me Yom Kippur is mechaper for the chet you did on Yom Kippur, so you have the chiyuv koras for Yom Kippur. You do the chet right away. You have your kapara. Samura says, no, Omar Kush, what's bothering you? Duma made the case to be like this. Tiyavir avidato kula laila. He did work the whole night of Yom Kippur. Uvad the Yom HaNashach comes early in the morning, miss he dies. Lehevi yamamad lechapalei. There was no daytime for it to have his kapor. When you start mashmir, the kapor of Yom Kippur comes by daytime, not at night. Smurah says, good. Tainer, that's good, chorus the laila. Because he had chorus at night time. But chorus the imam make a mishkakas, how do you have chorus by the day of Yom Kippur? Smurah says, my kush was bothering here also. Till it may be behadi de kocho namo. While he was eating the food on Yom Kippur, chonke yumtsa. He like choked over a bone and missed and died. There was no time of a kippur to mechaper on him. In Amiros, the case could be the Yavad Avidah to son of Lashkiya Sachama. He was doing malacha on Yom Kippur right before Shkiya. And he ended by after Shkiya, so there's no more time left of the day to be mechaper for him. In Amiros, Bahadi, the Yavad Avidah to while he was doing work on Yom Kippur, he is paski maro, his hammer like came and chopped off the Shakiya's feet. Or Misni died. There's no more time left for him. Kippur to Mechaper, he died right away. So this would not be a real good proof. But I call upon him, that's the Svarim. That according to Rebbe, even though he holds Yom Kippur as Mechaper, even on Averis that you did not do Tshuva on, but the Averis you did on Yom Kippur itself, Avada, those Averis, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. But the Meister, we do not Paschal like Rebbe, we hold that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper if you do Tshuva. And if you do not do tshuva, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. You know, it says the Mishnah, the Chomer, the Chomer say, Af HaMagadif. A person that curses Hashem also is spotted from the Korban. Zemora says, My Af HaMagadif. What does the Chomer say that Af HaMagadif is also spotted? Zemora says like this, that Rabbonin Shomel El Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbonin, the Chomer over here, heard what Rabbi Kiva said. The Tony Baloiv, the Gerkibol, that Baloiv is also one of the Chai Bekrisis, that Beshoigel you have to bring a Chatis. For the Tony Yedoni does not say the type of Kishuf of Yedoni. Is Omrulai, so Chomes adapt him, Maishna, what's the difference? Tle Maisi Korbin, Mishum Dles Be Maisam, Hakim Yoda, what Yedoni is not called a Maisam, it's called Stam Kishuf without a Maisam. Therefore, you are Kiva agree that you not chayiv a korban for it. Is so megadif nami less by ma'isam, who are did some of the curses Hashem also. There's no ma'isam involved, and therefore you part from the korban. Turn Rabban wrote like this. Now the pshat from the baal oiv and the baal yedoni difference was that a baal oiv, that somebody takes a gugurlus, the skull of the head, and with that he does magicians like he has it speak. He puts it under his armpit like, and he talks with it. That's called the Diramaisa. Vashenken Yidoni, that's time you take a netzim of a bird or a chai and put it into your mouth, and it talks by itself. That's called Ein by Maisa. So Mora said, that's what I meant to say. You are didn't agadi also, since it's Ein by Maisa, not doing an action, you'll be parted from the korban. Tana Rabban wrote like this, Megadif may be korban. That knows somebody that curses Hashem does have to bring a korban. Hoyo v'nemo by chorus, since it says the word chorus by Megadif, so the word chorus means say yechai the korban. Tivri Rebbe Kiva. For Yom the pasuk also says v'niso chetoi, he has to carry his chet. So more we'll see what that means. But Kopan the Gemara is o klolu, this a good cloud that kolaycha dichsiv by chorus. Whatever the Torah says is a punishment of a chiyuv chorus. Maisi korban, you have to bring a korban. Is that true? Aivu Pesach. No, if you don't bring a korban Pesach, umila, you don't make a bris mila. The siv be chorus, but no, if you do not do these mitzvahs, I say there's a chiyuv chorus upon you. And still, the shaygig lemaisi korban, you don't have to bring a korban. So not every time it says the word chorus is there a chiyuv korban. So what do you say by megadif?